suppose it goes back there to maybe 2 or maybe going on 3 weeks now. There was a fairly serious accident at the bridge there just after McFadden's bottling store there in Brina, where it was actually tourists were coming down and hit the bridge and actually went down in nearly into the water. And the bridge is of a bad state of repair there at the minute. And you know, we have local farmers there in the area too that their land marches in beside the bridge, and they can't get cattle or that back into the field. And I just feel it's important that Donegal County Council act as quickly as possible and have this bridge repaired. And listen, I suppose, as we know, Michaela, this is one of many bridges on the R250 stretch of road from Letterkenny right the way to Fintown that I have been calling for now for a number of years to have repaired. This is just one of many. There's another 4, maybe 5 bridges there that should, in dire need of repair as well. The alignment is terrible on some of the bridges, and there has been a number of accidents and nearly each and every one of them bridges from Brina right the way up to Fintown. So, listen, it's something that I'm eager to get addressed. And I do welcome the works that has been carried out on the Mineroy Bridge, which I pushed very hard for. There's been new walls built on it. It's been widened a bit and strengthened, and so the works are still continuing on there to have the bridge, I suppose, properly secured and well-maintained. And listen, I hope now going forward, if we get this bridge now, which the council have committed to fixing the bridge at Brina, which is great, but I've asked that they come out as soon as possible and do the repair works. And listen, I suppose after that, Michaela, I will be pushing to have every bridge addressed from Brina right the way to Fintown, because I feel that every one of them need realignments and strengthening work done, and also widening. So I think it's very important. That's the main artery, and from Ardra, Fintown, Dunlow, right onto Letterkenny. And I recently had a traffic counter put on that road as well, and the number of heavy vehicles that's using it, you know, it's great to see, but it's a high volume of numbers, and it's important that all them bridges are addressed once and for all.
And it is a very rural stretch, that road from Letterkenny to Fintown. So as you mentioned previously, tourists on that route, if something were to happen, unfortunately, they're out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's correct, Michaela. And when you say that, you know, there are stretches of that road where there's no telephone coverage, you know, and, you know, should something like that happen, you know, it would be a disaster, you know. And thankfully, there has been nothing to date of that nature, that serious nature. But I do know the bridge up there between Fintown and Glentish is a place too that there's numerous people on to me as well about. Listen, it's with a child of my area, but I have been on to my colleagues within my own party to see if we can have it addressed there just outside of Glentish, where we did see on numerous occasions fatalities, which is terrible, you know. And, you know, I think it's important for our roads, you know, our roads are in great shape here in the county. There's no doubt about that, but it's important that we maintain them to a high standard. And any, I suppose, obstacles that's in the way, the likes of these bridges that need realigned, I think it's important that we focus on that going forward, Michaela. And that's something that I'm pushing hard for and asking Donegal County Council to do, continuing into the future.